Om Ara Bhazana Thank you. Namne chila gula sovade. Namne chila gula sovade. Chambo tome yinye namlade. Chode duye dedan tabebe. Senza guza linye serebe. Gyaje jube gula sovade. Gyaje jube gula sovade. Yume chuje lodo adam. Dava taba ribe kujoche. Sanje gongyo paba yapsesu. Samo tave gula sovade. Samo tave gula sovande. Shedu tabe choma adesha. Kada tembe mebo chumyeche. Nejo namshi kuche somlaso. Kada lama namla sovande. Kada lama namla sovande. Shindya Sujya Tsongkhamba Ngodwa Ibe Vanchwa Kesanji Dunga Tembe Gyabwa Kedwaji Yabse Gyubra Chela Suwande Yabse Gyubra Chela Suwande Gyabso Gundwe Lama Ndoje Chang Kala kandu shinye tsusone. Chodan tumo mudo zuzemi. Tinje lama namla suvande. Tinje lama namla suvande. Ranja zora kuna tarwemi. Kezan tabara dube jumwancho. Sewe kube tabge zebaye. Senze shenye namna sovande. Senze shenye namna sovande. Kewa kundu yanda lamwanda. Deme chuge bela lojeche. Sata lamge yunde razoane. Doje changye koba nyodosho. Doje changye koba nyodosho. Chudang soge chonam lan. Changchon pato dhane kyaswati. Hage jine kira sonanje. Dola penche sonje lupa. Chudang soge chonam la chanchon bado dhane kyaswanchi. Nage junye kibe sonangi. Dula penche sanje lupanchi. Chudang soge chonam la chanchon bado dhane kyaswanchi. Nage junye kibe sonangi. Dula Pinja Sangyan Dubla
Yishu. No.
No, she did. Kala Zai Jain Mekari Kuzo. Vino Chino Shadya Gai Makoto. Yung Kala Pinta Shui Lo Shami. Ngamu Mungu Dua.
Ale.
Nisa Shua Suha. Tengi Tengi Dua. Yung Kari Kuzo Tata Dema Su.
Because it is because of the weather, or I went to puja at one of the family today, and the food was very good. It was vegetarian, but it was a bit sweet, a lot of sweet in that. I kind of just went with the food, and because of that, my nostrils get kind of clogged a little bit, so my voice is a little kind of not so clear. At this.
Sí.
When I concern myself, I don't get that the big urge to do that. I should do more Dharma practice. Some urgency, sense of urgency. I don't get it. Do you get that too? Sense of urgency to do Dharma practice. Rinpoche said, I don't get it. I mean, himself, he kind of feel that urge. Kind of he feels a little laziness and. All the Lemrim masters have been saying that you should be, if you really a true practitioner, you will always be kind of so strongly attached to practice of Dharma that you won't even feel like spending a moment away from the practice.
So, kariye ka do gur sa na tangzi shu che ta chen ro. Ji chawa ma da ba shu che mo ma de wa che tangzi lo wo ji shu che ta chen ni. Di yong yin sa ro re song do.
It is said that the problem is either we don't think about dying every moment, or there is that there will come a time. There will come a time like just we just wait and wait and wait.
Chowa ma da ba de yang de yang de chen, chowa ma da ba chen bu gan de tan tan de bu jing a chi su wan yin na, ni ruo. Ngan ni chowa shi ma de ka du gu de shen de su su la da ji ji jian de.
We have to think about dying whenever possible, and if it's asked, if I die today or tomorrow, is there anything that I can show that I did something purposeful in this life? So you have to have this kind of a urge. And sense of urgency.
비제는 것 속에 두어도 개체면서 뭐죠 이때 전해드릴라다.
Most would say that Most would say that I didn't do very bad this life, so it should be okay. My life should be okay next future life or some of that.
아니 어제 이외에로 두어 개체면에 야와 가르치셨어요.
If you haven't done anything bad, then what good did you do?
등리지 따지 제로 가서 강가시 내는 거 속에 내는 칸 신칸 오노만 주지 사변지 따고는 사변데 피수 소바지 걸어왔대 피수 소바 가서 매와 누워게 재면 나요 좋아.
So unless we even if we did nothing very bad, there must to have some if you want some good food. You must have done something, a good seed. The good seed, what you do for the next life.
Unless
you think about what good did I do in this life, and if you don't realize that you are changing every moment, you are in a state of change, you are never permanent, you are changing. Unless you have kind of these strong thinkings, your delay in practice will always be like that. down, 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 down.
다들 나서는 나쪽에 리텐데라 가르드에 있는 말에서나 타협을 생각하게 된데 되고 있는가 속에 리텐데라 리바여스 라고요로 알았다. 된득이 리바데 두마토나요. 라니 찍고 제와서만 동해 용먹은게 있다. 문에서가 나오듯이.
In the main text it says that this physical body, this present body is so powerful, has the potential to do so many good to the whole sentient beings. But even if you cannot do that, at least you should be able to have some confidence for yourself in the next life. You can be for your own sake, you must have done something good.
Mm-hmm.
In the teachings, it has been repeated many, many times that we should not this important physical state, all the faculties. We have all the faculties to do a good practice, and if you don't use it, it's almost like your old faculties are used just like the other animals. So this is kind of in the teaching of the priest said, you have to know the difference between what potential you have, and if you don't do, it's you're wasting your most important precious life.
It
could be the reason why we delay everything is because we do not analyze or investigate ourselves within ourselves. We always check outside others. We check, we look for all the things from others, and not inside you. That may be the problem.
So what I said
these things are all what I think myself. It's what I get the feeling. And what do you think about that?
Yinzan, tang na chung ye dusue de kari che tu le che goyo le se la so na, ni ta jubu tamba te da giro wa, ni lingwa ye shue ba te la yaro ye mi ba ta ye ki ki tanda la, ngo chun de ruru che. Ni di ki lao ya te nyue ne, ni rani ye lingwa ye shue ba te kanji shi shi de wa che tu ye tanda la, ngo chun chi che goyo ro la kanji chue se ne, shio ji nyane tu tu na ma tu na,
The reason why we are gathered here is supposed to be that we want to follow all the masters and their teachings and their way of living and through body, mind, and speech. So that's I think we are here to be trying to copy that.
In
some of the texts, it is said that just by hearing one word of Dharma, it's such a you can get a lot of merit out of that just by hearing one word. And at the same time, it makes you feel that you feel kind of regret that you haven't used all those faculties to gain such merit. We've been just wasting on all our faculties in other ways. So So in towards a more positive aim, let us all try to have some good motivation that we will try to have enlightenment, and if not, at least to serve all sentient beings, be able to born as a human being, human body. That's because it's very important that unless you have a human body, you cannot do very much to learn all this practice. So you always so you hope for that too.
아니 거대 보는 것은 초바지 지시가 되느라 맞추기 지와심은 미율리 된지 내나요 맞출래 쉬어봐 내는 마도 쉬어봐야 할 진이 오 말이다.
Even if we were born again as human being next year, it probably will not be may not be good. It might even be kind of a little worse.
특별한 가르치는 세느라 맞추기 편 역시 전에. 제시전에 미기 중전에 단단 먹어보는 미 유지를 선언 동서는 추출을 선바 따도는 미 땜보 유해지로 몇 개가 속이 아마 이모트스 땜와 야와요.
To the reason why I say that when you look in all the human histories, the more human beings developed, there's less faith in the three jewels or your God, whatever that. People just can stay away from all these practices, and that's why I see that. I'm saying this on the whole, not individually, but on the whole, it's like that.
So with a
true, genuine, positive motivation, and let's do a short visualization.
So
this Lamrim teaching is such a it's like a that will lighten the whole ignorance of the three spaces, the three rooms. It doesn't seem to be very clear. It's like talking to somebody in the darkness. To have clarity, is you have to think and study. That's you do through mental work.
인선 알레 단리치지 알레인다. 더 단리긴 것도 그 가서 연바셔 예선을 셈바셔 유튜브에니 전초 런저를 봐지. 단리기 전초 런저를 봐도 자이 데리고 것도 연바 전초를 봐. 자이 사지 제여 와서라다.
So this teaching is Bodhisattva ways, and so we have, this has four sections. The most important is the greatest of the teaching, and for that you have to know the greatest of the authors. So the greatest of the teachings, for that you have to know what it is saying. Unlike any other forms of knowledge, this has a special purpose, and so we have need a special way of motivation when we do these teachings. Just as we see most many times that we should be like the three vessels, a vessel that is overturned, vessel that is empty, vessel that is dirty inside, vessel that has holes underneath. I know that you are not that the vessel that is turned upside down. You do hear, try to listen as much as possible. That's you. That I know you are okay. And I don't know whether your vessel is like what that has hole. That I don't know. But here we know that our vessel is bad center inside, not very clear. So that's for that we're gonna do this practice or study. So the fourth section is about how the three ways of stages, stages, path. So the fourth section is actually saying that if the teachers are good, how do you really lead the students? So when this question is brought up, so you have to know this is way, this is first, this is second, this is third, like that stage, all the stages you have to follow. So we'll just go quickly through the. So out of the four sections, we are at the fourth, and how to lead students with actual instructions, and that is two, how to rely on the teacher who will be the root of path has, yeah, and the second is the stages of the, how the students train their minds after they have relied on the teacher. And the second, the first one is done, so we second, for the second we have another two, an exhortation to take full advantage of a life of leisure and opportunity, and how to take full advantage of a life of leisure and opportunity. And that, and the second one is another two, how to develop certain knowledge of general presentation of the path, the actual way to take full advantage of a life of leisure and opportunity. And this second has, again, three, the training the mind of individuals of small capacity, which is also the prerequisite to the two higher levels. Training the mind of individuals of middling capacity, which is also a prerequisite to the advanced level. And training the mind of individuals of advanced capacity. And this, for the first, out of the, for the first one, that again, it has, I think I would say, from here, I just kind of, has the actual training of thought for a person of small capacity, which has two subcategories, the developing a state of mind that strives diligently for the sake of future lives and relying on the means for achieving happiness in the future lives. And this second one has another two category, training and going for the refuge, the excellent door for entering the teaching, and second, developing conviction in the law of causality, the root of all temporary and certain happiness. And that has, that second has another category, another four category, how to go to the refuge. So.
Mazuki patient on the roa. Temba Kona Tandi, you must temas in Jeroa. Jewashima pinches ago, Taka, the top and dirt chinchilla. The Nambi Temba, the Maju, Renju. Chowita roa. Temba Kona Tandi, you must temas a lot of roa. That you should, tell Mounts. That in the Tanga Jondo Teletici, any Jondo Conola, any Juka, Jukarilit and Joseph Dogo is. Joseph will be you the career is.
The cause of going for refuge, the based on that, the objects to which you go for refuge, the way you go for refuge, and once you have gone for refuge, the stages of the precepts. And in Rinpoche just said in a few words in the previous little, he said, for anybody who is in for interest in for liberation, the refuge, you going for refuge is the only way, there's no other way. So anybody who is interested in the liberation, that's the only way to go for refuge.
Chidan dene re noa. Chidan chondro khatu la, any penna saman nandre ta sa la, taya de shuuj kye chambo re se na, yang ngari chambo tene jirma chen yang yang song doa. Mune chena, So, Hima Jagala, Sema is Yuntabi Nekosaroa, Sema the Yuntabi Nekotella, any Shuba the Namba, Yetemba, Koron Temba, the Temba Jejan, Shuba Senroa, any Yantaba Yima, Yantaba Maiba singing, Shuji, Yula Kodashi, Long Temba, Rani, Tawa Kisha, Messia, you may be near the Chebachene, any Tershan, Chirendoa, Semi Juna Taji, Lojojago, the Chandra Katula, Shinton Nagachamura Sondoa.
When you're going for refuge, to the Buddha and to the Dharma and Sangha, it is very stressed very often by the masters that you have to study logic, read logics, because that's where they always, all the Buddhists and non-Buddhists have been debating on the basis of reality, whether that is this is that or this is not, why all the debates, they'll make you understand why you go for refuge.
Tajiro. Tendono Masogi, any yes, conscious on the canny, Joseph Rosona, any yeti jail, Carol Hogore, Salo Udi, and Faja Ticatule, Durea Salana,
so such a joy. So we, so and once you go for the refuge, gone for refuge, finish the precept, there are two precepts, how they appear in the compendium of determinations and how they appear in the oral tradition. In the oral tradition, you have two, the special precepts and the general precepts. And the special precept is the first has the proscriptive precepts and the prescriptive precepts. And right now, we are in the general precepts. So when you go for refuge and what you, when you do, when you are ready for the practice, we have gone that what is not to be done and what should be done, to be instructions, what should be, we know the instruction, what which to observe, which not to do. And now it comes how to really practice that into your daily life.
Sanzu Yichuba Teda, the Rangi Druba, the Zen Lalopa Mena, Dizishi Vichuba Koyo, and was in the danger causing it in Doa, near the Jada Yichi Gulua. Because Ali Sachi Sansa, you said the latter. Casagazo has a Sansa.
Do you agree that we are on page 199? At, is that the 10th? Number 10? Okay. So when we talk about the things for thanks for practice, he says that all the things that we, all the ordinary things besides dharma, that's one category, and then the dharma itself. So we have said, he said both here we needed that. Offerings of the practice entail recollecting the four immeasurables, the fourfold condensation of teaching. All composite phenomena are impermanent, all contaminated things are miserable, all phenomena are selfless, and nirvana is bliss and peace. And the three refuges and the perfect perfection I'll leave it here, just kind of little confused.
So
when we do the offerings, it is it's natural that you try to offer everything that you have, and then you beg from others, then you can use that also for offerings. And you know that we you offer that all that you have, and then the ones that are not owned by anybody, it's ones that are free state, whatever that thing is. These you can be also part of your offerings too. And these are very easy ways of accumulating merits.
Mm-hmm. nyong karsa, semba nyong dewa, semba gawa, teni uduwa, roa, bijenji jeba le jesu yara jesu na, chado ki hegu mare, sena ki hegu mewa, roa, teni ki semba nyong gawa na, nyong dewa, teni hegu duwa, teni cheba teso na.
And then when others are offering anything up to anybody, you also praise them also. You also join them in their happiness. So when you do these things, you will never be feel jealous about anybody, to anybody, and that's why your mind will be always calm, and your mind will be also in a state of happiness too. Okay. And the three refuges and the perfection, admiring profound emptiness and fixing on it without conceptualization. That we are just, I just went already. I think all contaminated and all. It's not there. All phenomena of selfless and the Nirvana's bliss and peace, the three refuges and perfections, admiring profound emptiness and fixing on it without conceptualization.
That's it.
When you have a sense of urgency that we just went earlier, and really in the practice mode, you even when you just go out in a field, you will at once feel when you see the flowers and all the beautiful things, you just feel like you want to offer at once to the three jewels. That's most who do that. I've heard a Tibetan who came from Tibet, and he came to India, in this where the Rinpoche's monastery is down there, and then there was a very special garden, public garden, and when that guy, Tibetan guy, was taken to that place, it was said that he just sat down and started offering all these beautiful things to
jewels.
Yeah, he just went through the mandala. He just went through the mandala at once like that. Of all these offerings, the best offering is when you practice. As we know that all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, they enlightened for us. When they started the training, that was their motivation, that was their goal, and that's what they did. And when they are always in a state of kind of love, urgency to help us, please, would they do please this thing, that thing, kind of the way they did it, they always look at us in this way from wherever they are, And if we can at least copy a part of what they're doing, what they did, they will be very happy. Mm-hmm. The Buddhas and all the scene above will be very happy, even with those little things.
Yeah,
it's like a teacher and a student. If the student is not really practicing what the teacher is saying, it doesn't really help. And if the teacher is also like kind of not very efficiently, then he might ignore that. Otherwise, if a good teacher will always be kind of looking for him to do the right thing. So that's.
That do be cheap and then do a ton of panjo sound, yeah. Same as yet a chuji don't yet on chosen the passion just a chamber towns. Some of Tumba Nila Mishi Metoba Neba towns. Sutin la danse sheba the shan chuji show the passion the diversion la gomba the zumba shao, umar zumba was on the. What did you go to the beach ever?
Yeah, I think I just went over again. I'll just read again. Number 4, Nirvana is bliss and peace and the three refuge. The perfections, admiring profound emptiness and fixing on it without conceptualization, disciplining your mind through the vows of ethical discipline. Though it is not in the English form, it's not specified. In the Tibetan, it says like you're really milking the cow. When you milk cow, all the good things are coming with the hand. But over here in America, you really don't really get to touch the cows like that. But back in the country, we always do the milking like the hand. And so when you're milking, you always do believe like that. You offer all this like that. All composite phenomena are impermanent, all contaminant things miserable, all phenomena are selfless, Nirvana's bliss, peace, three refuge, the perfect, all you have to, when these things also come up in your mind when you do this, when you see the value of Dharma.
Ku ama de shiku chuse nabaji ngabatsujiro ngabatsujin zomo de jone drama de ne simbachi de ko shiuchi ngatana no ko de tinu yore ne jan ku de tinu pe ya bo ne so jo jo yin nabaji pida ten de ne.
When I was young in Tibet, I know there is an old woman. He has a kind of a cow, yak. Yak is a male animal, but it's a female yak form. And that yak has a very kind of a half moon kind of shape on his face. It's a very beautiful, attractive animal. And that old woman will always get up in the morning when she milks that cow with that animal. She would always do this mantra and all the
Drama,
Tara mantra. She would say that in such a beautiful form, in beautiful spirit also. That's how I remember those things.
Teta tanda number wa di ki rubi se di mi bache ya tere da wa tanda maso gangjo ya tere wa gangjo seme je gang se je se je ro seme je gangjo chudu doje tiba gangjo gure te doni gang gure na dama de chiko se man dama dama kan si zombo so dunda zombo di la chen yin chen yin na mune yenda tanga chen gure me ya lo tanda thoso na.
Here when we say the real offering is practice, that's when the real offering is practice, it means that you always try to think what is the meaning of that, what is the meaning of, so try to meditate. These are the real practices. In the good old times in Tibet, when we were young, the children usually kind of sleep with their grandparents. They like to climb up to the grandparents, sleep with the grandparents. And when the grandparents at night or in the morning, when they do their prayers or in a kind of oral prayers, the kids also learn through that orally. They just automatically learn all these prayers from these parents and the grandparents.
그래서 배기 내던데 신은 나온다고 말해. 저 슈기 추성가바 지는 드리지라 배대 안 오고 말어. 로 나지 도모제는 예산에 아치지 돌로디 졸로가 아니 칸데 가리 제거 있는데 깨져 온다 그래. 보모스.
Yeah, the most old people, seniors, they usually get up early. So for us in that about 5 o'clock they will just wake up, and but they don't come out completely out of the bed, but they stay in the bed because it's kind of cold. And then they pray, do the mantras, and do all the prayers in very loud voice. So it's sometimes with that hearing, continuous hearing by these kids, it helps them learn to all those things orally, memorize that easily for them too. So because hard. Because the hard cheese in Tibet, people like it very much, and the old seniors, because they don't have teeth, they cannot chew that very much. So they give us, for the little kids, those things. So the kind of kids like that too, from chewing on those hard cheese.
我等着呢，那是我从培育一下才能送下去咯。你这，但最近这南巴老师不是的，最近我从也上初学的南巴人那里讲的南巴人那个，所以有时候是学过有罗了的。你三年有时候是听说了的，你你的送过，我的南巴的南巴人是说听说结果多。We also
have many vows when we do when we receive initiation or anything. We always have vows, so we have these vows. You are supposed to remember them and think of those vows repeatedly.
嗯，对，就是也不弄那搞的嘛都。嗯，这缺乏缺乏的，工作松了缺乏呢，有时做比缺乏多。我说的，你但是一点了，工作呢缺乏就是人家都他的，他看见他的这个嘛的，对，原先有缺乏忙起来的，比如说呢，工作松用做了缺乏别的，如果的松多。
So yeah, these he counted here 10. These 10 offerings is if you can do those things, it's a huge offering, and it spreads to all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas and all three refuges.
用速度的确保我解。嗯，这大概区别在哪是？工作上刚热，刚热了，穷的是先将这个八的面板就用上班的做的是，我们的工作上把刚热了，确保穷穷的前面是免了皮外烟了，说说了我呢。
Let me just read a little bit down here. Meditating on and striving for the factors of enlightenment, the professions, the four ways of, to gather disciples, all for at least as long as it takes to milk a cow, 10 to 15 minutes. Here he says, when you offer all these things, it's such an offering to all the Buddhas. When you offer even a small thing to the three refuge, it'll have a huge merit you gain. And here is this merit is mental marriage. Merit is 6.
Yeah. 인데지
Okay. To make these 10 offerings, 10 types of offerings to the three jewels is to make a complete offering. The second aspect of offerings, the attitude is as follows. When you make these 10 types of offerings, there are 6 attitudes that will render immeasurable the result of even a small offering to any of the three jewels. You should make offerings with the thought that there is no higher field of good qualities, there is no higher benefactor. He is the best of all living beings. He is extremely rare, like a Udumwara flower. Since only one Buddha appears in a universe of 3 billion world systems, he is the only one, and he is the foundation of all mundane and super mundane good. Because Buddha is the one who has all the knowledge, his oldest knowledge he has, he's omniscient. And so when you offer, if you have this in mind, it's very powerful. With this mind, then when you offer.
Tell a carriage, tell me something on the social castle carrier, Sana, Ichi, Hegroa, Benaroa, look at Batel and Joame Bachi Chagroa. Roa. You did say that Dembachilla, look at Sona, Ranil Lugumaroa.
This way of thinking that Buddhas have all the knowledge that is needed in the whole world, in the whole universe, whatever that is. When you have this kind of thinking, then your faith in him becomes more firm, because you trust his, you find a base on what you're looking for. So that's very important to know that. When you're offering, it's not like you are giving food to a cat or dog. When you offer, you have some kind of a belief, and you also have some kind of you expect something too. So when your hope is on somebody who is perfect, it's guaranteed that will not.
He or she will not cheat you.
And regarding the second one, there's no higher benefactor. There's nobody who can benefit us more than the three jewels. That we should know that. As a child or when you're young, you have full hope in the parents, and the parents will do their best utmost to help you. But when for a full knowledge, to be omniscient, if you want to be omniscient, you need to have your faith in someone who's more omniscient than you too. So that's why you have importance of the Buddha's power.
Tela Zewa Kasi Chesuna, Rani Tele Pento Che, the Dubashu Cheriba, Sevo Sejan Rolata.
If your hope and faith is so strong in something, it naturally you will love that thing more too. It's kind of a natural.
Just for
ordinary, when you are madly in love for something, you go for it. Your mind just goes like that. So just like when you have this very strong faith in Buddha or thing, if that's very strong, then your mind also follows towards that automatically. And the love that is given by parents and love that is given by Buddha is countless difference.
Mm-hmm.
To the three jewels, if you give up your body, speech, everything, even then you will not lose a thing. You will gain, always gain some.
So
just as we say that it's in ordinary, who did the best thing to you in this world like that, you can normally point somebody. But that, those are just ordinary things. You can say he's the best or she's the best. But because Buddha, he knows everything and he's everything. He's the best human being here. So when you have this strong that he's the best in all the realms, then your faith will be also strengthened to that end too. It says he's extremely rare, like the Udamvara flower. I don't know what is Udamvara, but when he says extremely rare, because in Tibetan word it's Konchok, it really means two words. One is perfect and one is very rare. So it's Konchok to the three jaws. It's so because it's so good, it is so rare. That's what you should get it.
So when
it says extremely rare, it should be in a context. Just in the last two, and Buddha comes he came out 2,500 years ago. So within that year, we know only one Buddha. So it's kind of, because of that, this kind of space, time gap, it's very rare to meet or see him. That's why we call it rare. But otherwise, he's everywhere in any form. He is there. But for us to see like that, it's very rare. That's what he means, extremely rare like that. When you realize the rarity of the Buddha's presence, then Buddha's presence, But right now we are enjoying his we still are able to enjoy his teachings. So if when you this is also very lucky times too. So when you see these, feel in this way, then your faith will increase, and your effort will also increase at the same time too. If you realize that all the goodness, all the goodness and happiness you see, that we enjoy, when you think that it's due to the due to Buddha's blessing, then if you think in this way, then your trust and faith in him will also grow.
Sembar chupo de hai sona rintang chambo rawa jida rani rani le chi janda chambo thaywa le chi lego ya saro.
So number six, he's the foundation of all mundane and super mundane good. So when you have all these thinkings, six ways of offering, of thinking like that, then there must be something good with that effort. Some good must be coming out. I've done offering, but I've never offered that Buddha is, there's nobody above Buddha. There's nobody above Buddha.
And also,
I've not offered to Buddha thinking like that. He's the only one benefactor so far for me. I haven't done like in real, genuine, strong sense. That's what I'm just trying to refer to.
These are
enumerated here by the Lama himself through his own experience, and for that we might also want to do the same like these offerings, six offerings, and see if there's any difference to you or not too. You have to test yourself. And most of the what Tsongkhapa, our Lama who wrote this book, he, whenever he says something, he doesn't make a, he always refers what he said is reference from this text, this Kadamba text, wrote by, he always gives context from those, uses those contexts. So this I've written about these 10 types of offerings and 6 attitudes as they appear in the Bodhisattva levels. Must be another text. You should always make the best offering you can. Make especially good offerings on auspicious occasions and holidays to the best of your ability.
Mm-hmm. 텔레 세바제 단치 나응강다 아니 세바지앙아 생겼어 배부 메시지 제거로 와대 그래서 지도 배샤노는 세대 용공도서 되는 여도와 그거 같이 다 같이 제메도와
We Tibetans use lunar calendar and we have some certain dates when we do special prayers. And I think there is a reason we can trace back to the why we do on these days from the texts like that, we can tell.
ini ji sebu yune ini kashu jo la ta da ye ni choba de phi ma re met su gi kashu jo la ta da ye ni met su gi choba phi sa to na ni de la de me ji su ye ra je ne ga wa je zo ja lo ngwa je ne ni su na lo bo che sa gu ye lo wa de xi jin de ne ye de de sa le mi se che ba ka ye sa la na
when for us in the world when we on the earth when we do prayers on those special days it is said that those heavenly bodies who are not very high but little better than us, when they see us do those prayers, they feel, they realize, they get the joy too, and they also find they get influenced by our offerings like this too. So from that their own merit improves, and they sometimes also get enlightened also. Otherwise, they were just enjoying all the time, kind of. So when they see us doing all these prayers, it helps those other heavenly bodies gain their knowledge and enlightenment too.
And also
remember your masters and gurus, special deeds and special times they have prayer, and when you do those things, there is a special connection, a merit is being created.
Sometimes on some dates,
there are times when we do a lot of sacrifice or killing animals and many with, on those days when you do those prayers also it helps a lot of things. It helps when you see a lot on this particular day, and like Thanksgiving, you know that lots of turkeys are going to be killed or before for that purpose. So when you know that for the just because with all these things, and when you do prayers to help in your own mind, it's a very powerful thing too. Furthermore, since you constantly have to eat and drink, always offer the first portion of your food and drink. If you do this without fail, you will easily amass a large accumulation of merit. Thus, from the depths of your heart, always offer the first portion of whatever you consume, even water.
That's
very, very obvious. I don't need to explain that.
Teaching
Just left something to. Furthermore, Sharawa stated, do not offer things such as moldy. Do not offer things such as moldy sweet cheese and yellow leaves, but use what you have that is good. Offering the first portion of tea will not be beneficial if it is done like clearing away the away of some dust.
So you don't
offer those moldy sweet cheese or yellow leaves, offer only the best.
Regarding
tea, it must be because in back in my country or in India, when you fill your cup, we leave the tea for a while, and so sometimes you need to see, when you clean all this, the dust gather on the tea, on the top of the tea. So some people just try to clear the tea away by blowing that. And if you think this is your kind of offering too, then this is not the right offering.
A sutra
says, for example, it will not work just to put seeds on a fertile field without actually planting them in a season. So it is appropriate continuously to plant the seeds of temporary happiness and certain goodness throughout the four seasons in the fertile field that gives rise to all temporary happiness and certain goodness in this and future lives. But you till this field with the plow of faith. It's like if you have a very fertile land, but if you can't plant the seed on time, on a certain appropriate time and season, then you will be regretting a very, very long time about that. But you pass the season now for the planting that. So that's kind of a feeling. So it's like, so if you do not do this, you will be extremely poor in merit. The difference between our field and Buddha's field is continuous there, it's all four seasons continuously. So whenever you have a little time when you do offerings, there's always a time and always the purpose for that. So there's no off season or like that. So you
Yagin Tenshi Jakala Tayamewa, Roa. Any Kuchu Shindale Yagin Tenshi Same, Nanjin Same, Kadin Toyo Barwashing.
And also, the Buddha's feel is continuously there, and also, the merit you gain from that is continuously. It'll grow continuously there too. But unlike the when you plant one plant in our ordinary field, you get just result for once. That's all. But in the Buddha's field, there's so much time to offer merit, and also the result is there's countless, infinite field of merit you get gain too. For ordinary survival, we need to depend on land for food or animal, whatever it is. And that's for the body. But when you want something for happiness for the mind, there's no other place, better place than the Buddha's field.
Nankatatu Machipi Chudan Shinda Chetam Chulamenda Nu Jibi Numbahim Batu Machi Shesumba Taros Shingi Chula Tamibi Shinga Tonsaya Mebandes O good Tanzanye Menduba Gunchula Chuba Titanche to Tumba Shao Sundu.
Hence, as the praise in honor of one worthy of honor says, the book text says, no field of merit like you exists in the three worlds. You are the supreme recipient of gifts, the pure one who makes a robe amongst pure. Just as the height and breadth of the firmament have no limit, there is no limit to the fruition of helping or harming you. Since our practice is such that we cannot even think of supreme field of merit as we would an ordinary field, which always strive to make offerings to the three jewels. By doing so, our mind's power with respect to the stages of the path will increase as a result of the strength of the roots of virtue grown in this excellent field of merit. If you offer to us or me like anything, there is a chance that I might misuse those offerings. I might miss because I'm not perfect. But when you offer to Buddha, there's no chance that it will become waste or useless or contaminated. It will just spread to the positive way, in a positive way. So the Buddha's mind and Buddha's field is unlimited. So any offering or any goodness you do, the result is unlimited. Since Buddha's field is so wide and infinite, Why can't we see even a part of that? The reason is what we have been doing is absolutely in the wrong direction, in the wrong way. We are looking for somewhere else.
Tā rāñi rāñi lā rōwā ngē, ngē ngē kōnchū yī shēng tēlā tāmē bē shēng kī tōng tsāng yā mē ndū, tē ngā rōng shē tāng tē jē tāng tē bē nō shā yīn sā nē, kōnchū lā chē pā tē ngē pē gu gu dū sē nē, yīn tē yī tāng shē tā kā lē jō shē sōng dō wā lā jā.
So it is say that, so now when you realize that what we have done so far in the previous lives, you've been wandering here and there, wandering here in your lives like that, now when you realize, now to correct your mistakes, rectify your mistakes, now you realize there is a Buddha field that is where the proper often should be, where the proper takes refuge. When you have the, this understanding, then when that's how you should practice also. Any questions? Any questions? Otherwise, I might go down a little bit.
Sure, you might have questions. The mogo, I thought was I came to Congress. What do
I learn? I don't think there is much question because this what we've gone so far is pretty much easy to understand.
This is going to she in the Jasha and you don't do a lot.
These are most we usually know that, but we don't take time to think like in these ways. When you don't have a faith, then when you say that whatever you have to do is give it to Buddha or Buddha, then you might get a very misconceived. You might be kind of, you might think that it's just a waste of time, or that it's impossible, or you might get a negative way of thinking.
Kunchu chepa yashe de dubi chepa de salau yundi roa. Ji kunchu kesun chi tyanda ma yin ba, rani kesun chi tyanda yin ba de gwa lo gu dwa la da.
So when it says the real offering is your own practice, that should indicate that it's your own benefit. That's how you work and you get your benefit. That's the intention behind that.
Shūjīni shīngkāla pēcāna shē yudī, shīngkātāna yābō yungūra shē yudī, rāni yī kēsōng yābō yungūra jī kōgūmūna, shīngkāla pēntūpa kēsā kōjī mēwā āsālātā.
So when people say that when you offer, it's like you offer, you're getting, helping Buddha, people feel that when you say, but that's not the way to think. Because it's like, when you work hard on a farm field, you don't expect the plant to be good, the field to be especially kind of a good, but you expect what you get from that field, that's what you do hard, working hard on the field, that's the difference.
Teta nandendende, nyanga karirirwa, teta shena ansa, shen tamba la geza timbe tuli esa, langji rinpa na la, loyi tu jeje sen joye esa ondukde. Nye na tsi mzinsa, san na tuen mungosa, gana jile meche yu, loyi tu shen tu chungi duyusa, shen ki tula tenba menga yino osa, nyanga teta, mato shen ki tula tenga jinsa.
I just want to read some of them.
And
therefore, when our mind's power is so weak that we cannot retain the words, when we study, understand the meaning, when we reflect or gain knowledge, when we meditate, we should rely on the power of a field of merit. This is a personal instruction. In this vein, Sri Matri Sattva also says, by depending on you, Bhagwan, Buddha, my mind, though weak, has broadened like a river in the rainy season, attaining a great skill in composing poetry.
So
when I began teaching today, I said our problem. I said what my problems are. So it says, when I listen, I don't get it. When I think, I don't understand. When I meditate, I don't get anything. So it shows that your need for proper understanding of the three jewels and the field in which you are taking refuge, and that's the only power. Your power will come from with all your faith, along with the faith. It's kind of proportionate to what you. It's like we have been kind of a slumbering through the life like that, sleeping. So when you get a time and when you have problems, you have to think, realize those thinkings, where you offer and what you do, or who to offer, all this understanding. If you have to just emphasize your thinking, and that's how you improve. The reason in the monasteries when people when they cannot they debate, when they cannot understand the logic behind teachings, and when they have to do the debate, and so they have to understand the reasons, all this. And so there are many times we don't really understand. So it is always encouraged that you have to do the offerings, like offerings to Buddha, offerings to the outsiders, beggars or poor. These are the things that you, the purpose of that. That's why you're trying to get to get clarity of mind, all this thing. And then and you might see that monasteries, the monks, they do prayers or 1 or 2 hours or 3 hours like that. That's the reason. Mentally, they're trying to attain those. Through the mind, they're trying to offer what they have. And so in this way, that's how the learning also improves. They're accumulating merit through those prayers also. In Tibet, we used to in the morning and in the evenings do the prayers of Tara prayers, complete prayer 21 times, and Heart Sutra 18 times in the day, in morning and night. We just try. That's the reason is that just you accumulating. We just don't run through like we have to think also at the same time. It takes time, but there's a purpose for that. So that's. If you want to understand the word, understand the meaning, and if you want to gain something from meditation, this is how you accumulate your merit. For us, there is something really kind of a. Include myself. There's something really missing. Some part is missing. So we couldn't get that urgency. From the Dharma practice wise, we are real criminals. The police cannot control us. It's like us when I'm just in in the practice. When you go through the practice wise, we are like real criminals. We just kind of don't put, the police cannot even chase us. It's, we are so kind of wild. That's my.
It's
like our mind is so kind of scattered, so scattered that not even police can catch that. So
we're just like that.
So if you have one or two questions, I will wait for that. Yeah.
Sambhavta Rinpoche says in one of the, in the prayers that when you visualize in the merit field, that the main figure should be visualized in the Vajra posture. Could Rinpoche talk a little bit about why it's specifically the Vajra posture?
Vajra posture, I see. The Gomrodi, doji dochyo bana ji jiga subud ya go tong tang ya jumzen kai nas
ko ane katu de
katu de
to ane ane
la go tsu shalang da ji yo
ti chi dan den ri to ma su ye ma su ji ru po kono no lo la za yo ro ro za no lo long do go ro la da ro za no lo long ka si yin ro tong ya so na mi pa yin ne le sa ba yin ne de yo le da ne to bo
We in teachings we say that our body has so many channels, energy channels. So when your body is in a proper position, proper state, posture, the flow of energy is even it helps the flow of energy. When the flow of energy is good, your clarity, mental clarity also improves.
Mm-hmm.
If the energy is flowing so smoothly, the mind power depends on that energy. Success of your mind's movement is dependent on that energy. So that's why the correct posture is also very important. Just like ordinary, the ear and the eyes, sometimes we have problems because some nerves and veins can get blocked up. That's like that. That's just ordinary mental body part I'm talking about.
Just now, the ambulance chain show several. You know, because it, you know, long you do don't, ya bo me ne cha ya bo do don't, me le ye chain chain ne na san yong ba so ba da de se ma su timo ye jie lao. Ding zhi yin yang du la, ka shi se zong na ma su xi bi.
It's the mind is like that. It has an eye, but it has no legs. Just analogy. And then the energy is like the energy that I'm talking about is like one without eyes, but it has feet, legs to move. So unless your energy system is good, your mental clarity, the mind will not work as you want it. So those channels also depend on your own physical body too, physical oldness. And if those things, systems are good also, then everything connected. So the one helps the next step, those kind of things.
And
then in Tantrayana also it's there's a special emphasis on those kind of channels too. There's a big reason for those.
Nyanga konga ka thu go sa na khanje sang lu thu wa.
Sang lu.
Na sa ta lu.
Oh. Everything depends on you. Wind channel and all the other channels.
Channel so la te da de tong yi channel ya te si ji zo bo la song mo so che ba yong de da da sa de.
You just check yourself, how you remain posturing, does it make any clarity, any difference to the clarity of mind? It'll tell you, just from your own body, it'll tell you when you lay there, you sleep also,
kind of.
Tsongkhapa's Lama, Atisha, when he came to Tibet, he also said that when all the meditators in Tibet were combined, they cannot even compare to one Indian way of sitting meditation. That's what he said.
Oh yeah, that was what I said. You know, that was what I said. I said, I said, Then, Miliju Binego Zalatai, the Sunday, you turned out, then she raised you doing it. Cutting a Sunday Common, and then Donetta was chevy, Majen and Jugum Mendo singing so social patchy. And it did talk about the dinner to the Naman and the Sinjal already, D. Jolam, and the Mua show, and over the Chisan, and it was watching it.
As conclusion, in this confused state, we have been living in a confused state until now. Now, when you with this, the current text today, what we have learned, how we did the many mistakes that we made, when you realize all through those lamrims, then you just make special effort, and have a strong motivation in that. I wish I was born again as human form, and that I can practice wholeheartedly the Dharma practice in all this way. Two, for myself and for all sentient beings. So for that, I request, I have full faith in Buddha's refuge and all my master teachers, and so bless me also in this way, in my effort also.
Chabajizumosa Doga Nanda Shila Chumba Shu Yanda Lama Dang Dime Chigya Bela Lungje Jin Sada Lamge Yede Rabzoni Doje Changya Goba Nyuto Shu Yanamindalakaniya Jambe Yangye Seve Chesone Tembe Rimba Kunza Lamge Cho Yenye Dube Gena Nye Cheshu Rangi shishya tobe langi ne Shuddha tsewe tangbe toge ge Duwe yige nimba seje ne Gewe tenpa yure anzen yuanji Tenpa rinje choge maikya pang Kyabya nyambra gyuwe chode ne Nijie chenpyo ira kyoba yi Pende dede sewa jeba shu Seje gewe mejwa tile le Ledwa chanjo lamje ribe kya Tadu namje ila bede shi Gewe anzeba rindu kyo nji Dube tungen doje jen Gege seje mida mime kwe Sero kundo gewe mabayi Namda lamda dewa magyuan je Kanzea tewa chola chuju an je Chishin dubla zumbay peyen se Tūdhē nāngyē tādhō tōshē chī Tōshē āyitāzhū chūgyū kyaugyū chī Nāmo kūzhē rādhē chī Nāngkara tīnlē chūshū tōhā Lōsā tīmbē tūmē sāsō chī Tūdhē nāngyē tādhō nēgyū chī Kuwe shingande pendante wo ma lue chungwe ne Jere zewa tinze nga zoye Shobe siti pado te gyoje Puwe chitra kenpa dan Kunto zangwa te na te shente Teta kunke jesu dalo chi Gyava dita tamje ratu amu Yuzo shebe gyava tamje ki Muwa kala chodo nabandi Nage gyave zawa digwe nya Sambu chuchi ratu amu